Dr. Sumita, physiotherapist, founder and director of Kapar. Kapar is a medical establishment. With Kapar, we are specialized in physiotherapy for the kids who are in need, more precisely for autistic children. Today, I am here to talk to with World's Special Families. Autism, it is not a disease. It is a disorder. It is not a single condition. It is a spectrum of disorders. Just think, it's the end of the evening and you are packing your child's book bag for the next school day when you notice a medium-sized piece of red construction paper at the bottom of the bag. As you reach down and pull the paper out, a smile crosses your face because of what you find. A little heart-shaped card that reads, "I love my family. Thank God for sending me to the best family in the world," written in crayon by your child. And you will silently think to yourself, "That's sweet and so very true." But with all the responsibilities and challenges you face as a special needs family, it's easy to forget at times. Never think like that. Why it happened to us? Why my child got this kind of life? Just realize the fact nobody gets the life they expected. We are seeing in newspapers, televisions, social medias, every day there are examples of how in the blink of eye a family's life changes. Lightning strikes, plans don't work out, things change. Everybody, with or without child's disability in their lives, ends up in a place they didn't expect. Today, I just want to convey very few things to all special parents about how to care your specially abled child. We have to start to teach our kids slowly the means to overcome the disapproval in the society against the children suffering from autism. It takes more than just being a good parent to ensure the happiness of your child and to be sure if he or she is all set for today and tomorrow, especially if suffering from autism. Usually, most parents are considered good with regards to their kids. However, when it comes to this disorder, good is not good enough. It requires you to be an excellent parent to create an ideal place for your kid to grow at home. If you want to move from being good to an excellent parent, it only takes a few delicate changes to the way of parenting you prefer, specifically with regards to your way of interaction with your kid. First thing is, acceptance is the key. It's probably quite possible that your kid may sense your parents' resentment and not so positive outlook towards his future prospects. At the same time, it will surely be not easy for you to accept the fact that not everything is fine with your kid. All this coupled, it's less likely for the kid to develop self-esteem and a good spirit for a happy life ahead. I want to say that parents' confidence on their child's abilities, no matter what, is critical for the kid to have a sense of belonging and support. The minute parents start focusing on the positives in their child, being like gifted with a lot of energy, creativity and similar skills, they will be able to see tremendous hope in their child irrespective of all odds. Do your best to love your child unconditionally. Treat him as if he is already the person you would like him to be. That will help him become that person. Secondly, don't let negative remarks deter your efforts to make his life good. It surely is not a good feeling to hear from the school things like your child is slow or not at par with his peers. Just ensure not to let such aspects stop you from doing the best you can within your capacity for his education, as it's also a fact that children with autism can succeed if they get the right care. Thirdly, medication is important, but his own efforts in overcoming is the ultimate solution. Undoubtedly, medication does play an important part in treating a specially abled children. and it does make a difference in shaping their behavior, right? Compulsion, by means of even the slightest form of threatening, should be avoided, especially when it comes to ensuring daily medication by creating an environment that makes them feel their behavior need not always be controlled by external factors alone. They are capable of managing it themselves, no matter how limited it can be. Fourth, make sure you should know the difference between discipline and punishment. The notion of parents using discipline and punishment interchangeably can have a confusing and severe impact on children. Discipline involves making the child understand the difference between appropriate and unacceptable behaviors, and is certainly preferred over punishment, as the latter should be used as the last resort, ensuring no physical abuse. Fifth, avoid punishment if the behavior is involuntary in nature. We must understand the child with autism may not oblige what's being told, not because he is defiant, but because of the involuntary distraction from the task at hand. Choosing punishment option in here makes things worse, and gradually he becomes completely unresponsive, which in turn makes your relation with him suffer. I wish and hope you all will think about these things. Your kids' love is beyond your expectations. You are their world. Let's together make their world a heaven. With immense of love and respect to all families, I'm winding up today's session and will be back soon with another important topic. Thank you.